Our weather app will keep you on top of warnings for your area. Low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, plenty of heat and humidity around again. Possible redevelopment of some stronger storms with a high temperature around 94, triple-digit heat indices again. Then on Sunday, a more routine situation. Widely scattered storms, more in the 30% range with highs in the low to mid-90s. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Tallapoosa County authorities are working an animal cruelty case right now. The sheriff's office says someone put a cat inside a mailbox on Goodwater Road over the weekend. The cat was found dead on Tuesday from apparent heat exhaustion. If you can help investigators, call the Tallapoosa County Sheriff's Office. A Montgomery man has been found guilty of attempted murder. A jury convicted Eric Scott this week in the attempted murder of Jaquan Sanders. Scott faces 20 years to life in prison. He will be sentenced on August 13th. And Tabitha Eisner, the Democratic nominee for the District 2 congressional seat, says there have been cyber attacks on her campaign's main webpage. Many of those attacks have come from Russian IP addresses. Eisner faces off against Congresswoman Martha Roby in November. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Philip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get. MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get. MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Presenting the all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made. With room for up to 8, choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. If you've ever thought of getting your real estate license, or if you need continuing education credits to keep your license, we have courses starting now designed for you. Live classes conducted by me with lots of participation and activity, loads of handouts, real-life examples by an active broker and salesperson will help you understand the ins and outs of the real estate business. With 40 years of experience in selling, listing, closing, and managing rental property, you will receive clear instruction of property law, pricing, property appraisals, and agency law. We will teach investment strategies, property management systems, and ways to profit from this business. Learn through great examples, in-depth materials, and an easy-to-find office in East Chase. We take credit cards, and online classes are available as well. Call Bo Goodson Real Estate School at 551-0225 or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome
back in the news review, 7 minutes after 11 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you each and every day, Monday through Friday. Your phone calls welcome at 272-9228. As she's taken to do on Fridays, Christy joins us during the third hour of the radio broadcast. How are you? Oh, hold on. I got to get you a microphone
first.
There
we go.
Yeah, sorry about that.
There we go.
How you doing?
It's Friday. It's hard to be sad on a Friday, right, Jack?
You got it.
You're off work in 44 minutes, Jack.
How's that feel?
You damn right.
Or 54 minutes. I can't do math. Math is not my strong suit, Carolyn. That's why I became a lawyer. I'm afraid of blood and numbers. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. 272-9228. Of course, Jack, we need to review the rules for those who are just turning in for the third hour.
You know, we're very strict on this program.
We have a very strict set of rules.
But on Friday, ain't nairn.
Monday through Thursday, you might run the risk of chastisement if you stray from the topic at hand. On Friday, you guys drive the show. So we will defer to you at any and all times if you want to call in. We'll even let you hang up without chastising you. So I've not chastised Alan for calling and hanging up. I've not chastised Charles Hollis for calling and hanging up. I've not chastised Gino for calling and hanging up. I don't chastise people who call and hang up.
Hollis, Charles is not one of our most patient callers.
That's true. And you know, he has a... Boomer used to do this. He would call and he would hang up, and he would call and he would hang up, and he would call and he would hang up. And then before you realized it, he was like fifth in line, sixth in line, when if he'd just waited for one person, he wouldn't have had that problem. I want to play a clip. I want both of your opinions on this. You know who Judge Jeanine Pirro is, Jack?
Yes, I do. Part of the time I like her, and part of the time she's very shrill. But you know, she ran against Hillary for U.S. Senate in New York.
What? When?
I know you think I'm crazy.
Well, that's not because of this.
Well...
this factoid alone is not the reason I think you're crazy.
If we look that up when you're playing.
I believe you. I totally 100% okay. Believe. I thought she ran against Rick Lazio.
Maybe she did.
Lazio is not Judge Jeanine Pirro. Two totally different people.
Well,
maybe Jeanine Pirro was the second term.
Maybe I'm drunk.
You ever watch Judge Jeanine Pirro on Fox News?
I had to be honest and say that I have not.
I have never seen the Judge Jeanine Pirro show.
Oh, she loves Donald Trump.
Oh, I believe that, and I've heard that, and I saw her on election night, and she was all liquored up having a good time after Trump won. So, I get it. She's a big Trump fan. She's got a new book out, and she's out promoting the book, and why she chose to go on The View, I will never understand. But she goes on The View, and I'm going to play a small little clip of it, and I'm not a big clip guy, Jack. Maybe we need to play more clips. I don't know. But I don't play a lot of clips. But I'm going to play this clip, and I want you guys to listen, because what she says is that some liberals suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, and Whoopi Goldberg responds by saying, I don't suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, and then goes completely deranged, all within the span of like 2 minutes. And I think it's fantastic.
To conservative policies.
You know, I'm not here to talk about what Donald Trump is and isn't.
But you got to talk about the book.
You want to talk about Donald Trump? You tell me what metric in this country is worse off. Unemployment is lower than it's been in 50 years. Minorities, Hispanics, African Americans have...
You notice like four people clapped when she was talking about all the successes going on.
Look who would sit and watch that stupid ass show. My God.
I agree with Jack on that.
I cannot suffer through 5 minutes of that show, but I want to hear Jeanine.
Well, you're not going to get 5 minutes. You're going to get about another minute and a half.
I hope she goes off.
Wait a minute. The GDP under Obama was barely one. We're going up to four. I fought for a law for hate crime.
I also think it's important, as we said, 89% of the Republican Party still supports him. He still has huge popularity in the country. And if Democrats don't get their you-know-what together, he's certainly going to get reelected.
Here's my question for you.
All right, so this is where Whoopi comes in. So that was Anna Navarro, who purports to be a Republican. I've never seen evidence of it. That was Meghan McCain again. Meghan McCain was the second one. You know, we couldn't figure out where she went. She used to be on the show that's on right now. And I loved having Meghan McCain on in the studio because I didn't hear what she said, but, you know. Dressed up the set a little bit on Outnumbered. But now she's gone over to The View. I did not know that's where she went. So you heard Anna Navarro, you heard Meghan McCain, both of whom purport to be Republicans, though no one has ever seen evidence of either of them being Republicans. Now you hear Whoopi Goldberg come in. Keep in mind, the whole point of this is she's going to deny that there's such a thing called Trump derangement syndrome. That's what they're debating. whether or not people have an irrational reaction to Donald Trump. Here is her very rational conversation with a guest on her program.
Because
Trump
you talk about
I am not just
Did you just point at me?
Yes.
Listen, I don't have Trump derangement. Let me tell you what I have.
Okay.
I have a lot of I'm tired of people starting a conversation with Mexicans or liars and rapists. I'm tired of people starting a conversation about this country. Listen, I'm 62 years old. There have been a lot of people in office that I didn't agree with.
And how is Whoopi Goldberg only 62? I'm going to go back. But how is she only 62? She looks like she's 162. She was old when I was a kid.
She looks the exact same.
I was old when you were a kid, too, because I'm 62. So keep playing and don't be a smartass.
Yeah, I need to think about who this is.
Damn right.
Dang.
No, but I mean, you remember Ghost? Wasn't she old in Ghost? That was in the 80s, wasn't it?
I remember Whoopi Goldberg from The Little Rascals.
Yes.
Do you remember at the very end of that movie?
I'm telling you.
She came out at the very end. Jack, why are you looking at me like that?
Because I don't watch anything this old bitch is in.
But I have never, ever seen anything like this.
You've never seen Ghost?
I have. Yes, I have. So that's the one with that, what's his name?
Jack lies with impunity.
No, what's the, who was the guy that was
Patrick
in
it? Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
Dead as a wedge.
I know he is.
Yeah.
Aww.
Go ahead.
All right, but we'll go back. I was just shocked when he said he'd never seen anything.
Yeah, I've seen
Jumping
it.
Jack Flash? Wasn't she
yeah,
there?
Yeah. I saw the Color Purple.
Color Purple, great movie.
Seen anybody whip up such hate? I've never seen anybody be so.
She's never seen anybody whip up such hate as Donald Trump.
Yeah, and look at that old hate whipper upper
well,
right
hold
there.
Well, I mean, let's just put it in historical context. Let me go Norm Macdonald for a moment, may I? I don't know if you guys are big history buffs, but you ever heard of a country called Germany?
Oh no.
I mean, you know, never seen anybody whip up such hate.
You don't watch the show, so you don't know that I don't suffer from that. What I suffer from is the inability to figure out how to fix this. That's my issue. But one of the things that you talk about a lot, and I'm curious about it, is the deep state. How long has the deep state been there, and who's running it?
I'm going to pause it there because I'm very disappointed in Judge Jeanine Pirro. She doesn't answer this question. It's an easy question. And she should have just answered the question. But she doesn't. She goes back.
It's been going on forever.
Well, it's been 100 years, give or take. I mean, it's been easy to go back and answer.
Well, I want to answer your question because you had your opening statement, which was how horrible it is that Donald Trump is talking about all of these people.
I'm sorry,
you
know baby, that's what you
horrible?
Said. You said,
Whoopi, you know
you
what's
said
horrible?
That
when
it was,
people
it's
shouldn't
okay.
be here end it's, up murdering the children of American citizens.
You know what's horrible?
What's
when,
horrible
when the President of the United States whips up
cities.
People to beat the hell out of people.
No.
Say goodbye.
Let me go.
So they canceled the segment and ended the interview after like 3 minutes.
Welcome back. So you saw me do something I very rarely do. I very rarely lose my cool, and I'm not proud of it. I don't like it. But I also don't like being accused of being hysterical because then.
Okay, she got accused of being hysterical and she acted hysterically.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask. Yep. Was that a fair assessment?
To be fair, they both did.
Yeah, they both did. I wasn't as proud.
Well, I mean, when you're invited on show and you get on the show and then you just get savaged, I mean, I don't blame Jeanine Pirro. By the way, she did run against Hillary Clinton for U.S. Senate.
That was amazing.
But she dropped out to accept the nomination to be Attorney General of New York and Andrew Cuomo beat her. So she, anyway.
Well, how about that? Learn new things every day on this program.
This was intense.
That was intense. I wanted your thoughts. I wanted your thoughts. Jack Campbell, shall we take a break?
Let's.
Your calls are welcome at 272-9228. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll be with you in a second. 272-9228. Put you on the radio on a day with no rules.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill.
Oh, yes, Bill. My cousin told me you know all about outdoor lighting.
Yep, I'm an outdoorsy guy.
Creating an outdoor lighting scheme does take a lot of know-how. That's why you should call the experts at Crosby Electric to enhance your property's beauty and safety.
Are you sure you should be digging there, Bill?
Oh, sure, it's fine. Oh, so that's where that water line is.
Crosby can recommend the right type of lighting. They'll advise you about proper placement around paths, decks, and water features, and they'll install zone security lighting for your safety and peace of mind.
Bill, are you finished yet?
Yep, even lit up your koi pond. See, when I flip this switch.
Bill, you just fried my goldfish. Now what?
Well, I got a nice recipe for tartar sauce.
To make your property safer and more beautiful, call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
They're strong, and then there's Mom Strong. So now that she needs care after her surgery, it's my turn to be strong for her. And it's good to know there's help.
If you have questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through the care options that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing, therapy, medication management, and more. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
The $3 million Free Play Frenzy is on at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Stop by your favorite Wind Creek Casino in August and September to find out how you could win free play every week for a year. And at our grand prize drawings in September, you could win $500 free play every week for 20 years. So join the frenzy at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
Glass. We literally take glass for granted. Just think about it. Every day we get in our cars, head out for the day, and do we ever say, thank you, glass? Thank you for keeping the bugs out of my mouth. Thank you for keeping the rain out. Thank you, glass, for just being glass. And besides having glass to protect us and keep us comfortable, glass can also be used to decorate your house, place of worship, or even your storefront. So do yourself a favor and call Independent Glass at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. Or contact them online at independentglassco.com. Independent Glass, where you should go for home, commercial, or auto glass needs.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time for Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pet Food Shops. Thanks.
It seems your eyes are troubled, care to share your time with me. Would you say you're feeling low? And so a good idea would be to get it off your mind. See you and me have a better time.
Hey guys, welcome back in 20 minutes after 11 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you every day. Christy joins us for the third hour on a Friday. Carolyn's answering your phone calls at 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Jim, if you'll sit tight, I'll be with you in just a second. I don't want to miss the opportunity to tell you guys what's going on for lunch over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, including, well, in addition to award-winning pizza pies, in addition to calzones and strombolis that'll make your mouth water just thinking about them if you haven't had breakfast yet. In addition to pasta dishes and dishes like the eggplant parmesan, which I have roundly declared probably the greatest dish available at any restaurant in the Montgomery area. And that eggplant parmesan, by the way, not fried, not loaded up with noodles. It's just like Grandmama Mia used to make it over in Rome, Italy. Real thin slices of eggplant, white blend of cheeses layered together with a red sauce. It is absolutely delectable. You cannot go wrong with the eggplant parmesan. But they also have appetizers, the antipasto board, the focaccia appetizer, the garlic crostini, they have that, and the desserts. Don't forget to get a cannoli before you get out of there. Start with a cheese bread if you're there with a group of folks. So many options at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I haven't even gotten to the Italian sandwich, which I had last week on more than one occasion, and it was absolutely incredible. I may have had it once this week as well. I'm not sure. So get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. Two locations, the High Point Shopping Center, Prattville, Alabama, and the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful, cozy, comfortable Midtown Montgomery.
How you doing?
How you doing?
May I say something?
It's your
point
show.
Of personal privilege.
Sure, you can.
It's Friday.
Christy's giving you permission.
If you call here and want to talk to Baron and not be on the radio, please do so at your own peril, because I just saw an aneurysm in the making a minute ago.
That's not true.
So when you call here, don't say, well, Baron. I want to talk to you about that. If you want to call here, be prepared to be put on hold and to get your turn at being on the radio.
You can use a fake name.
Yeah.
And you can even use a fake
84.
Voice.
84.
You could call.
Urbanite.
You could call and talk all weird and nobody knows.
Yeah, you could talk. You could be like
Myra.
Myra. You could be Myron, for that matter.
Myron. We're cutting through from Nebraska.
Pour you another cup of coffee and wait in line.
That's
or
right.
Or wait online.
Well, we used to live in the Bronx, but our kids moved to Nebraska and we're vacationing at the Gulf. So we're cutting through.
That's really funny, you should say.
Jim?
Good morning. This is Friday, so we can kind of just go anywhere we want.
Hold on. What are the rules on Friday, Jay?
There ain't near.
That's true. Go ahead.
Hey, first, real quick on that thing with the judge there. Did you watch Stop last night? And when she was talking about how she was just dog cussed by old Whoopi there, used the F word about I don't know how many times.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh man, she said she ran into her. Out in the hall.
I wish she would have audio recorded that.
I think you can find her.
Get the F out of there and get out of here and get out. I mean, what a classy. Does anybody really watch that program?
No.
Absolutely not.
I cannot tell you the last time I watched The View. I don't know that I ever have.
I want to make a comment. Last week, I guess, could have been earlier this week, this young lady, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
The airhead that won the election up there, she was doing that interview, and the lady was asking her about the low unemployment, and she said, "Well, the reason it's so low is because people are having to work two and three jobs."
Yeah, I saw that video.
Now I want to tell her something if she's listening.
She's not.
The unemployment means how many people are in the workforce. If you've got 10 jobs, you don't count as 10 people. So it doesn't lower the workforce. You know what I'm saying? The unemployment.
Yeah.
She thought just because people were working two or three jobs that it made the employment thing was, unemployment was lower. Those don't count as three people. That just counts as one person.
I know.
I mean, how dumb can you get?
When dealing with people like her, pretty dumb.
Yeah. And, I see, though, that she worked in the office of Ted Kennedy as an intern, so that probably explains a lot of things.
Well, she didn't die, so she got off better than Mary Jo Kopechne.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God.
But this,
she didn't work in the backseat of his car upside down in a river, so she did better than some of the women in his life.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I mean,
Baron.
You know.
No?
No, I don't know.
Anyway, I just had that just something that got my and nobody said anything. Of course, the idiot that comes out, the head of the Democratic Party, come out and says she's the face of the Democratic Party of the future. Good luck with that.
Well, that goes back. Yeah, thank you, Jim. That goes back to a point I was making with who called her in the first hour? Asked that question.
Oh.
Was it somebody called and asked a question about the new people in the Democratic Party and is it a shift right or
was
shift left?
Was it Fast Eddie?
It may have been, yeah. No, I mean, the Cortez is the perfect example that it is absolutely a shift line. Yeah, it was Fast Eddie. Look, Carolyn. Look at that. That was dynamite, Carolyn. Thank you. Don't forget, I got your cooler downstairs. Don't run off with that. Dave.
He wants you to refill it.
I do want you to refill it, actually. Huh?
First off, I'd like to say I love the music on the show.
Oh, well, you're going to love the next selection. It's dynamite.
All right.
The next song I'm going to play is one of my top 10 favorite songs of all time.
Outstanding. First time caller, but I really want to hear more on your.
Hold on. First time caller, you get random button.
Hysterical!
Okay, go ahead.
I want to get more on your take on the history of the deep state and who do you think's running it?
Oh, wow. Gosh, it's 26 after 11. And I got calls behind
me.
Do you listen every day?
I do.
Why don't you talk about that Monday?
Can we do it Monday, Dave?
To give you time to kind of.
Right. I mean, I could do it. It's just.
I know.
I got a break in 2.5 minutes. I've got I got calls behind you, and it's Friday. It's kind of a heavy subject on a Friday. Let's do it. Let's do it 9 a.m. Monday morning. Just tune in.
9 a.m. I'll call you back.
Yeah, call me back.
All right. Thanks, Barry.
Because I know you, and you'll kind of ruminate on this all week.
Maybe go get some note cards put together.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Well, it's like when we did the problem is, it's like when we did the Las Vegas shooting deal.
Yeah.
It ends up taking you 2 or 3 hours to get through some of this stuff. It's on Monday.
Yeah, but it was well worth it, though.
Monday, that's when you do the heavy stuff.
Yeah.
You can do the heavy stuff.
Yeah, I even brag on you sometimes, Barry.
In 33 minutes, I'm off for the week. I don't want to...
Don't only get too headly. That's headly.
I'm trying to stay in a good mood.
Don't get too headly Lamar on us. That's headly.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? I'm trying to figure it out, too.
Harvey Korman in Blazing Saddles was
Headley Lamar. Yeah.
Lamar. But there was a woman in the 20s named Hedy Lamar, who I think was like a film critic or something, and they would call him Hedy. That's Headley. Anyway, they always call him Mr. Lamar.
That is an obscure reference, Campbell.
Hedy.
1920s film critic? That's where we're going? 30s. On a Friday?
Well, I didn't ask you to go look her up, because you won't.
Wow. Dee Dee, how are you?
This is Dee Dee, not Dee Dee.
Dee
Dee? Sweet Dee, Baron.
Oh, Sweet Dee, how are you?
Baby.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
I'm doing well, my love. How have you been?
I've been fine. I've been missing the show today because, you know, it's a really busy day today. But did you all see that Roseanne Barr?
Why is it a busy day today? It's Friday?
It's a weekend, you know. It's time to get freaked out. Anyway.
Good.
Have you all seen that Roseanne Barr tirade?
Which one?
She had it like 12 hours ago.
12 hours ago? That would be almost midnight last night? Roseanne Barr?
Yes. Oh, my God. Please go to YouTube. It is the most hilarious thing that you will ever see in your life.
Is it family friendly?
40 seconds.
Is it family friendly? Is it on air quality?
Can you say the B word?
Yeah. Jack says it like 16 times a day.
I was about to say. He said it about 5 minutes ago.
She was talking about Valerie Jack. She thought, I thought that bitch was white.
Roseanne Barr needs to stay off of cameras for a while.
She was all over the place. But if you want to get laughs, please watch it.
I will watch it. I will make that commitment.
You do imitate her quite well.
Yes.
I thank you. You guys have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Hedy Lamar was an Austrian-born actress, and she lived until 2000. I thought she was a film critic, but...
I think a film critic is less obscure than an Austrian-born actress.
But American actress.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of this.
Yeah. No kidding.
I would have bothered me really all weekend, Jack.
She was really pretty.
I would have woken up at 3 in the morning going, Hedy Lamar. What the hell is Hedy Lamar?
H-E-D-Y Lamar.
Who's Hedda Hopper?
She was the film critic. Hedda Hopper, that's right.
There you go.
Who was that other one? Luella Parsons. Remember her? Yeah.
Emily, are you going to join us?
I was waiting to be introduced.
Emily Hayes, ladies and gentlemen.
Why are you such a prima donna?
Somebody has to be.
You feel that role?
You're damn good at it.
Thank you. I've trained my whole life.
So now we have a very full studio here. All four microphones occupied. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you each and every day. Christy joins us as she does the third hour of Friday. Emily, the creative services director, came up with the Teddy Facts intro.
I love it.
Did you hear it?
No.
Oh, my God, it's so good. I'll play it when we get back. And
Will you do a Teddy Facts?
I'll treat you to a Teddy
Facts. It's actually Teddy Tidbit. It's a Teddy Tidbit.
That's a tough one to say.
I was just about to say, I would say that wrong.
Is that why you did it that way?
Of course I did.
We'll be back. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good.
He may not know whether he's coming or going.
But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A heat advisory remains in effect. The heat index is high as 105 later on. Isolated storms are possible today. The rain chances are small in the daytime hours today with a high temperature possibly as high as 94. Then tonight starts out quiet but strong, possibly severe storms late tonight and in the wee hours of the morning with damaging wind gusts possible. Our weather app will keep you on top of warnings for your area. Low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, plenty of heat and humidity around again. Possible redevelopment of some stronger storms with a high temperature around 94, triple-digit heat indices again. Then on Sunday, a more routine situation, widely scattered storms, more in the 30% range with highs in the low to mid-90s. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Bam, bam, bam. Why did the headphone only come out of one channel on this side?
There's one crucial line in this song, and you know what it is. I'm never gonna dance again. Give me fear. Got no rhythm. So it's easy to pretend. Guilty feet have got no damn rhythm, and y'all remember that as you go through this life of chance and fame and fortune and famine and bounty. Guilty feet have got no rhythm, Emily. Why are you laughing?
Because we've got to take Kristen to karaoke. I have not done karaoke ever.
You've never been to karaoke?
I've been a handful of times.
You went that one time where it took you 3 hours to drink a Jack and Coke, but...
Hold on.
Damn. I love you so much.
Are you saying she would have trouble keeping up with the three of us when alcohol was involved?
Yeah.
I went once, and it was not close to my house. So I was a little nervous about drinking too much. But Emily and I sat and talked, and somebody drew a picture of us.
Yeah. You know,
DK Cartoons.
On Facebook, yeah.
Yeah.
He does a good job. He does a fantastic job.
But I haven't been invited back. Maybe one other time, but y'all kind of stopped going.
Well, you know, weddings are really expensive, and I can't justify going and having...
Well, I'll tell you what. If you go, and we go soon, and we don't go 40 miles from my house, I'll pick up your tab for drinks. I'll buy your one Jack and Coke.
I'll be a very cheap date, I promise.
Hold on. Are my drinks included?
Baron.
Nobody's wallet's that.
Nobody's got that one. Baron.
All right, real quickly before we head back to the phones, I'm going to give
you... He wants to hear his name again is what this is all about.
No.
Right, listen to it.
Listen. I just want to let you guys know.
Time now for a Teddy Tidbit with Baron on News and Views.
Teddy Roosevelt was the first American to ever win the Nobel Peace Prize. Did you know that?
Was that your Teddy Tidbit?
But no, I didn't provide that tidbit of information that he just shared about Teddy, but I did provide the Teddy Tidbit.
Oh, the segment. Right.
I produced it as creative service.
Teddy Roosevelt, the first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize.
How about that?
Yeah. He helped negotiate an end to the Russo-Japanese War.
That is a great Teddy Tidbit.
You're telling me that's a great Teddy Tidbit.
And it's so nice that you have an official opener for the Teddy Tidbit.
Yeah, I just got to get it on a button.
Just don't confuse it and say Tedbit. You know what I'm saying? No swapping vowels.
They got harder. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. 272-9228. No swapping vowels?
No. It got harder.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Not necessarily.
There goes the room.
What?
Somebody rubbed the room. I don't know.
She just killed the segment.
Sorry.
That's all right. I do want to tell you real quickly before we get too carried away about my friends over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Somebody called in earlier and said, how do I get in touch with Chippewa Charm Tree Service? On air this happened. And I said, 328-2484. It was Carl Dad. He said, I got some trees. They need to be trimmed. They need to be cut
back. That's not anything what he said. He just said he wanted to know what their number was. He did not say what the issue was. Don't misquote Carl Dad.
There was a mention of trees involved, wasn't there? Yes. See, Carolyn is with me on this.
Well, don't misquote Carl Dad. He may want to call back in.
328-2484. Call Chippewa Charm Tree Service. 328-2484. You can check them out on Facebook if you forget anything I said about Chippewa Charm Tree Service and get them squared away at once. Oh, my goodness. We have a dignitary on the phone. But first, we got to get through a first-time caller. The Bird.
How would you know I was the first-time caller?
Carolyn told me. You don't think I have a call screener for a reason?
I hear you.
All right, well, first-time callers, get a button.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, go ahead.
First off, I have to know the rules for today.
There ain't nair.
Okay, wow. Well, who listens to this show anyway?
Everybody,
that's what I thought. So anyway,
sure, you're a first-time caller. You seem to have all the buzz lines then.
Anyway, I have a couple of jokes for you if you want to hear them.
Wow, you and Gino both, huh?
Well, these are first-time jokes. I love it myself.
Okay, good. Let me hear.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, quite ready.
And I wouldn't use any profanity. I'm not like you and Jack. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say damn.
But you should hear Emily.
Or SOB.
Come on.
So anyway, an aardvark stumbled onto a family reunion. He ate all the ants.
Oh, all righty then.
All righty then. You like that?
I did like that.
I thought you might. And hey, over this past weekend, a group of lesbians were polled. 10% of them admitted they liked it. Oh, no. I think I got bleeped.
You did. All right. Thanks.
All right. Have a good day.
Well, we talk about that all the time.
Oh, I didn't. I just
dropped it. I know. That was for high drama. We have a dignitary.
We do have a dignitary on the phone.
Yeah.
The governor of the great state of Alabama, Kay Ivey. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, this is Kay Ivey.
Governor, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, sugar. How are you today, young Barry?
I have not been doing better than this in quite some time. The presence of the governor of the state of Alabama on the phone always lifts my spirits.
Jackson, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Gov. Thanks for calling.
Oh, and now, who are these two young ladies that you have in your studio, Baron?
I have the creative services director, the co-host of Three Men and a Lady, the afternoon host of Kiss FM, midday host of Kiss FM, the afternoon host of Gump, Emily Hayes. I have the promotions director of Blue Water Broadcasting, the midday host of Possum, and the morning co-host of Bubba and Christy show on WBAM, Christy in the studio.
Oh, Lord, sugar. I just want you to make for sure when my little fireman gets up there, if they so much as look at him, you let those ladies know I will come down there and hang a blade in them.
Oh, my.
I think that's the governor's way of saying,
chuck out of it.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. No.
You ain't never had a Wilcox County ass-whooping, sugar.
Well, somebody did it at the polls last week.
Oh, no. I've never been so
heavily assaulted. Speaking of which, I am so happy to say that I came out on top Tuesday night.
You were not on the polls Tuesday night. You were not on the ballot.
You need to ask my little fireman about that.
Oh!
Now, we did, in the campaign,
in the campaign, yes, ma'am.
In the campaign, yes, sugar.
Yes,
granny's time.
I know.
Now, we did survive I'm talking a nasty whisper campaign.
Okay.
Did y'all hear about it?
No,
not if it was whispered.
Would you like to hear about it, sugar?
Yeah, sure, Gov.
Well, there seems to have been an incident where I was invited to an Auburn football game. And I sat with the president in his box, and that apparently caused quite a stink.
Oh, yeah?
So, therefore, Kay Ivey is... Oh, I've been listening to you, Byron. I've learned to speak in the third person.
Kay
Ivey will no longer be going to any Auburn football game.
Well, it depends.
Speaking of which, I had pot stickers for supper last night. Now, I would like to tell some of my own accomplishments in my short term as governor. You know, I just went over there to England over there for that meeting.
The Farnborough Air Show, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get those planes over here into America, and we will make America drink again, sugar.
I know you.
I guarantee
you. I know you will.
But, you know, Granny had a problem. On the airplanes, you know, they serve them little bitty tiny bottles of rum,
mm-hmm.
and Granny's arthritis. Yeah. It was so hard opening those 32 bottles. And then once we left Atlanta, I just gave up.
And then once we left Atlanta, I gave up. Okay.
But we have changed the state bird from that stupid yellowhammer to the wild turkey. We have changed the state cake to the rum cake.
Okay.
We have changed the state flower to the gin blossom. We have changed or that we have established a new holiday, state holiday. Did y'all hear about that, Sugar?
No. Did you proclaim it?
Well, you know, we have Cinco de Mayo that our Hispanic friends like to enjoy.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided to make May the 5th be with you a holiday.
Okay.
And we changed the state motto to, what is the state motto, Sugar?
We dare defend our rights.
We dare defend our rights.
Oh, yes, Sugar. We have changed the state motto to, we dare not trust a fart.
Did not see that coming.
Well, I heard you were changing May 5th to Drinko de Mayo, Governor.
Well, Jackson, I hear you going to make Montgomery drink again.
I'm going to do my best.
Make the whole state drink again. All right, now, look. Granny has got to get to the parlor. I got to get my hair blued before my story starts. And so I will be at home watching Days, and y'all just keep up the good work, boys. You got it.
Thank you, Governor. We appreciate the call.
All right. Love you. Bye-bye. Y'all be sweet now.
We'll do our best.
Oh, man.
Hold on, it's going to be tough to get through this one because this hour of the program brought to you by Cole Plumbing.
Oh.
279-8919. I'm glad the governor did not know this was the time when we have to give you the Cole Plumbing spot. 279-8919. Check them out online, coleplumbing.com. They're generous sponsors of the third hour of this radio broadcast. They are number one in the number two business. And when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
We'll be back in a minute.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-6775. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-600-6775. That's 1-800-600-6775.
I'm having a hot flash, a tropical hot flash. My personal summer is really a bummer. I'm having a hot flash. Menopause, the musical, the off-Broadway parody hit that will have you cheering at your seat and dancing in the aisles. Don't let summer pass you by without seeing Menopause, the musical. Visit asf.net and get your tickets today. I'm having a hot flash.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies.
Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Capital Chevrolet and Capital City Ace Hardware, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Capital Chevrolet, Capital City Ace Hardware, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My friend David Justice over at Mr. Sandman.
He's my friend too.
Hey, whoever's screwing up the headphone jack on this side is not my friend.
We'll talk later.
He's dropping the left channel on a regular basis and driving me nuts. What if I ride? Mr. Sandman. Two locations right here in the River Region. On the Atlanta Highway, just in front of Dairy Queen. There's also a location up in Millbrook for you north of the River Edge.
Yep.
That's in that's Hayes territory, Millbrook.
It is now.
3 miles off the interstate, Hayes, while you're up near your neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm,
get off
slowly.
At Highway 14, go 3 miles right across from the Dollar General. There you will find a Mr. Sandman. And if you want comfort that you can sink into that doesn't break the bank, you go by there. If you want salespeople that will tell you what you can get for the money, the best buy you can get for your money and the best comfort you can get for what you're looking for, but they're not pushy, they're not angry, they're not self-entitled. If you want that kind of treatment, you go by Mr. Sandman, one of those two locations. Talk to my friend David Justice. Talk to the sales folks over there. You will really, really enjoy what's going on at Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway and on Highway 14 up in Millbrook.
I've purchased from the Atlanta Highway store and from the Millbrook store.
I've purchased from the Atlanta Highway store. I've never been up to the Millbrook store.
I got my bed, like the headboard and the footboard and all that stuff. I got that from the Atlanta Highway location. I got my box spring just recently from the Millbrook location.
Joey, you were not here when I gave Emily and Christy fine introductions.
Okay.
You can totally do it again.
Mm-hmm. You are seated in the studio. I want to introduce Joey Clark to the microphone. Joey Clark is the producer for the Dan Morris Show. He is the producer / sidekick for the Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
That's correct.
He's the host of the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Yeah.
He is the producer for The Land Show.
Yeah, that's correct.
And he is the producer and host of
Viewpoint,
the longest running talk radio show in Alabama.
Right.
Joey, I didn't know you did all that.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody knows. Nobody
exactly.
Knows.
I'm just always here.
I did know those things.
Did you know you were in the room with Emily Hayes, the co-host of Three Men and a Lady on News Talk 93.1?
Oh, yeah.
The host for Middays on KISS 96.1 FM.
Mm-hmm.
And the host for Afternoons on Gump. On 104.9, and the Creative Services Director for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Yes.
You're seated directly to the left of Christy, who's the Promotions Director here at Blue Water Broadcasting,
mm-hmm.
the morning host, co-host of the Bubba and Christy Show on WBAM, and the afternoon or midday host of Possum, 103.9.
Wow.
And I'm just your humble talk radio host.
I'm Baron.
What, you do one show?
Seems like you're not really pulling your weight around here.
I'm going to pay for that. Right.
Gino?
Yes, Christy, two things.
Yes, thank you.
Doing a good job is like peeling your pants in a dark suit. Nobody notices it, but it gives you a warm feeling. The other one is, as you go through life, your brother, no matter what your goal, keep your eye upon the, not upon the hole. Y'all have a blessed day.
Oh, my.
I need to hear that first one.
Yeah, the first one was good.
Master Thespian.
Need to get myself a dark suit.
Wow. After following Kay Ivey and Dino,
that's tough, isn't it?
The bar is very high, my friend. Don't run into it.
Well, I'm going back to something you said 2 hours ago.
God bless it.
busy. I hadn't had a chance to call in.
Hey, there's a line in the ratings called TSL, time spent listening. This is what runs the number of people that say, I want to go back to something you said back at 9:10.
There you go. Well, today is the 49th anniversary of the landing of Apollo 11 on the moon.
That's correct.
And you were asking that question earlier, you know, why haven't we gone back? And I think there's two reasons, maybe even a third, but the first is that we beat the Russians. That was sort of the primary motivation for us in the space race going on.
We didn't beat them for 14 years after we last went.
Yeah. And it became really obvious towards the end when we were, you know, landing on the moon that the Russians, the Soviets had no way. They had no way of getting to the moon. They were lucky to get people.
Yeah, and funny how irony works in the flip scripts, because now we have no way of getting to space without the Russians, so.
Isn't that ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we're paying, $80 million bucks for each launch?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, they're crying all the way to the bank. And that's the second reason, you know, money. It was expensive. Lord have mercy. They spent billions of dollars. Each one of those Saturn rockets was many millions of dollars, and all the equipment and all the...
There was a line item in the budget last year. I remember we covered this on the radio show. $37 million to study why lesbians are fat.
Really?
Yes. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. We can afford to go to the moon.
Wait, you're saying that's a waste?
We could go to the moon if we want to go to the moon. All right?
That's not a waste of money.
At that point in time, we were also fighting the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And, you know, when Nixon came into office, they already had missions, I think, all the way up through Apollo 20, and he said, no, we ain't going to do this. Because we were spending money hand over fist.
I hate to be this way late on a Friday mess this week, but I got to run.
That's okay.
Yes, sir.
You guys have fun. Thank you. It's been great. Thank you.
That's what that time spent listening number is. That it, when you guys see that, say, why is Barron's?
Oh, I've seen your numbers. They're impressive.
Yeah.
They're very impressive.
Very impressive numbers. Thank you, Joey. Thank you. If you want to see something more impressive, go to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall over on Coliseum. Go talk to Miss Dot this Saturday, just tomorrow. Joey, where are you going to be tomorrow? You need to stop by Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall at some point tomorrow.
It's a good idea.
Customer Appreciation Day. Some of the vendors will be there. They'll have a lot of sales. They'll have some food, hot dogs, hamburgers.
On there. Chrissy's there if there's food.
Cookies, donuts, coffee. Yes. You can have dessert. You can have an appetizer. You can have dessert again. Get some coffee to wash it down. Eastbrook Flea Market. I'm going to swing by there at some point tomorrow. Get by there when you get a chance. It's like my Disney World. I love going to that place. Love going to that place. Anything you ever need, even stuff you don't know you need. You go in there and you're like, I know I need this.
I can give you an example.
What's that?
Before I went off to college at Auburn, went by Eastbrook Flea Market.
Yeah.
And I found this magnificent picture of Humphrey Bogart. Like straight.
You didn't know you needed it, did you?
Oh, but I have it
but
still.
But you have it.
Yeah, it reminds me of when men were men.
Joey, Christy, Emily, Jack, Carolyn, thank you for a fantastic show. We'll do it again another day. Monday morning, 69 hours from now, these microphones will open back up to News and Views. In the meantime, people like Dan Morris, Joey Clark, Greg Budell, Joey Clark, and Joey Clark will be guiding the rest
of
your
afternoon. Some more Joey Clark. And then